Thank you for joining us at Beerfish Fanatics. And this episode is actually brought to you by Whisker Seeker Tackle.
So make sure you guys go to whiskerseeker.com for all your catfishing gear.
Enjoy the episode, guys.
Hey guys, this is Kit. I'm sitting here editing this podcast, and I want to apologize ahead of time, give you guys a little heads up that the audio might not be the best on this podcast. We weren't prepared for the wind. Even though there wasn't much wind, we thought we had the mic out of the way and out of the wind, but the wind found its way to the mic anyways. So there might be some popping, little cracking here and there. We tried to clean up the audio as best we could, but I thought this podcast was really fun, so we wanted to share it with you guys anyways.
All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of Beer Fish Fanatics. This is Grandy, my pop fishing, my pop sports. We got
a guy trying to get a line out. I thought we were gonna get lines out before we started, but that's all right.
So today, if you guys are wondering, it's coffee, Fish Fanatics, because it's approximately, well, we got out here around like 6 a.m.-ish, 6:30. We are on the vessel. If you guys are wondering, where are you guys at? We are on site on Fishing Kit's Rolls Royce vessel, I call it. Something like that.
Rolls Royce. No, it's more like a Honda, maybe.
Well, it's a vessel. And it's Fishing Kit's. And it's caught some fish. We've caught some decent fish on this boat. So, this is the first episode we've actually, I think we are recording with him having his boat actually in hand. I think the last episode, if you guys haven't checked it out, go check it out. We had Chin, the realtor, on with us. Shout out to him. But I think that last episode, Fishing Kit was about to get his boat. It was under construction at the moment. So, thank you, sir.
Got you a shad.
Oh, look at that. Fishing Kit hands me a shad. But yeah, so we've been on... how many times do you think you've been out in your boat now?
I've probably taken the boat out 20 times in the month that I've had it.
There you guys go. And we're out on it again today. We're going to cast a few rods, lines out here. Just Fishing Kit threw a cast net for some stanky shad.
Yeah, just going to get some
scissors.
Bait out.
Let me use your scissors real quick right there to your right. So hopefully, we still, you know what? I have been trying to catch a fish on the air. We actually have not yet still.
I think it's going to happen today, guys.
I'm hoping. Lately we've been chasing some fish with stripes, as if you guys have followed us. But this time we're actually going to try and see if we can catch some catfish. I think Fishing Kit had some success the other night here. Did you have success yesterday too? Some catfish?
Yeah, I've always caught a couple catfish while I'm out here. I'm not, you know, I haven't been specifically targeting them. Well, I guess technically. Well, mainly what I'm doing is while I'm white bass fishing, I'm putting a bait out.
Let this guy sink. And hopefully catch a catfish or two. Or three would be ideal. I should have put the rod holder in. I didn't do that, guys. Sorry. That was pretty amateur of me. Alright, hold on. Let me see. Alright, I think I'm set now. I think. Oh, man. So, what do you think, man? How has Fishing Kit been with his boat? Are you ever going back to the kayak? That's probably the question a lot of people may ask. Or,
well, I sold my kayak.
To some guy, right?
Yeah, some random weird guy.
Weird guy. If you guys haven't noticed, I sold my kayak. He finally sold his kayak. But that's because, if you guys don't know by now, I bought his kayak.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off the aerator.
So, if you guys also been following us, I've actually moved to Colorado. I came back into town this weekend and figured we'd record an episode and figured we'd get on the boat, fish a little bit too. We'll talk about that too. I'll talk about Colorado fishing, what I've been out maybe a handful of times there. It's very different from Iowa fishing. I think we have a few Colorado listeners or watchers or whatever. I think you guys could probably agree. It's a little bit different from what you guys have seen us Iowans fish, I think. At least freshwater wise, that's for sure. Well, it's freshwater.
It's all freshwater. Yeah.
But
I don't know. I would reel that up. I wouldn't let it sit on bottom. Just have it just off the bottom. Keep going. Keep going. You're still on bottom.
Right there?
Sure.
Alright, that works.
Sure. So I got my bait suspended. Got this rod to my right. It's probably suspended a foot off the bottom. Then that bobber, it's hopefully about a foot off the bottom.
And I just got my rod out. I don't know. Fishing kit just said I was on the bottom, so I'm going to raise it up a little bit. Like I said, hopefully we can catch something. Are we drifting? We're not drifting, right? We're just kind of spot locked.
Yep, just got spot locked, you know, GPS anchor. If you guys didn't know, you know, I don't have a physical anchor in the boat, but I just use my trolling motor. It's not, you know, doesn't keep you 100% in one spot, but it's close enough, like within 3 feet or something.
You guys are not seeing or watching. I think the best part of fishing on this guy's boat is I'm in flip-flops. Not gonna lie, it's pretty convenient to be fishing in flip-flops.
Yeah, we're kind of just lounging here. But what were you saying earlier? Something about kayak? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you ever gonna go back to the kayak?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Having the boat's pretty nice. Like, sure, I could get one for the river. I've thought about it, but I don't know. I'm not that inclined to get a kayak just for the river. And how many times a year am I going to do that? Especially when I have a boat. Oh, weather's nice.
I know.
Should I kayak the river or take the boat out?
I think if you do kayak, would you probably just do it just maybe for the content?
I don't know. Nobody watches my kayak videos anyway. Yep. I guess nobody watches my other videos either. So I guess it's relative, though. Less people watch my kayak videos.
Really?
Yeah. My kayak videos never do any good.
Thanks for selling me your kayak in. That'll be fun. I love kayaking.
You'd be a bank fisherman in Colorado then.
I don't know, man. So yeah, if you guys are wondering, fishing in Colorado, I felt like maybe you guys can help me. We have some Colorado listeners, maybe reach out to me. I'm in the Denver area. From what my brother-in-laws have told me and what I've found, it's at least what I've seen in the past couple weeks since I've been out there, that fishing is very different. It's a lot more difficult, I feel like. The numbers, the catches is definitely less. Could be me, obviously, but, you know, not knowing where to go. But I've been asking my brother-in-laws, you know, where they recommend and stuff. So, but if you guys can help me, you know, if you guys are wondering what kind of fish I'm looking for, anything that bites. I went out a couple times. I caught a nice trout, aux, and a smallmouth. No white bass there, it feels like, or at least it's very slim pickings for locations to find white bass out there.
They got wipers, though.
They have wipers, but I think Mr. Yang, shout out to Mr. Yang, he's going to try and take me out to find some wipers. Hopefully I can record that on Off the Kayak. He said there's a spot locally, and their definition of local is weird. Because they literally drive an hour and a half to 2 hours. That's locally to them.
Jeez.
We are not used to that in Iowa. We are used to driving 30 minutes and bitching about an hour drive.
Yeah. Well, especially with the boat, I'm like, man, the other big lake that's in our area, it's about an hour. Within an hour. It just barely touches an hour. But, man, I'm like, it's like an hour away. And hauling the boat, I don't get very good gas mileage, so I've been coming to this lake a little bit closer, kind of the same type of body of water, big flooded reservoir. But the thing is, my truck's a hybrid, and I get pretty good gas mileage going through town. I get like 22 mpgs hauling the boat, which is pretty decent for, you know, if you're going to be hauling something.
You want to explain to everybody your boat? What you got on here? The best parts?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'll briefly touch on it, but if you want to know all the details, we'll link a video. I did a full walkthrough, and I got 90% of everything I wanted to get across.
What's the other 10%?
I didn't really talk about my trailer and...
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I got into too many details about my trolling motor. But anyways, I got a 2024 Alumacraft Competitor 185 tiller. So what that means is it's 18 feet, 8 inches long. The tiller, you know, it's got the tiller handle. So I stare at the back of the boat. There's no steering wheel or windshield. When I first got the boat, I was kind of, you know, trying to find my footing. And I was starting to second guess. And man, the tiller's kind of weird. You know, it's different. There's a learning curve. But after using the boat for just over a month now, I think I made the right choice.
Would you say a learning curve? What's the biggest learning curve you feel with the tiller?
Well, because you're not using a steering wheel. So you got...
It's like using a stick.
Yeah.
Steer.
Well, it's like to go right, you move the stick left. To go left, you move the stick right. And then that's opposite when you go in reverse. And then I'm not used to steering a boat at all, steering wheel or not. So that was kind of a learning curve there. But it'd be more intuitive if you had a steering wheel. But just like backing up a trailer, just got to get used to it, practice, get it out. And the best practice you can do is getting it out.
Yeah. Not to give this guy a freaking big ass head. Yeah, I admit, you did pretty damn good the first couple times out. And now, I think in regards to backing up the boat, getting it all set up, I think you got it down to a system, right?
Yeah, I kind of got a system down. Like, as far as loading and unloading the boat at the ramp. You know, it's not perfect. But I guess one advice for you, for new people out there is... use your bumpers, because I guess I got a little bit too much pride. I was like, I don't want to use the bumpers unless it's windy. And I got a couple scratches.
Oh, you did? Uh-oh.
Yeah. I mean, one's a little bit deeper than I'd wanted to be. But I think just having a boat, it'll come with the territory, especially if you're new. But use your bumpers.
Chin's gonna listen to this. I told you!
I know, people are gonna tell me, like, because Sean's been out here. He's like, you're not using your bumpers? It's like, nah, it ain't that windy. He's like, man, boat this nice. I would use bumpers. I was like, ah, we'll be alright. And I got a couple scratches. Oh, it's okay. But, you know, I've taken the boat out 20 times in a month. I think I've had it for just over a month.
Over a month now. Yeah.
But I didn't start taking it out until like a week after I picked it up. So I guess I've taken it out like 20 times in 3 weeks.
How have we not gotten a tap?
I don't know. Oh. I just picked a random spot that I've been fishing, and we've been picking up a few catfish here and there. But I don't know. It's still early. The sun's not even up yet, really.
If you guys are wondering, I think we've been doing pretty good with the bite here in Central Iowa. If you guys are asking us, if you guys are just wondering, I feel like we've been doing pretty decent in regards to the white bass and the wipers.
Yeah, white bass, man, we've been piling them up.
Yeah.
Hybrids, not as many, but still doing pretty good.
Shout out to Chin yesterday. I caught my PB, so if you guys have been listening to the podcast... Finally am a double-digit wiper man, guys.
Lucky.
Finally got on. Like I said, shout out to Chin, the realtor, for letting me on his boat yesterday. And the day before, sorry. And he was struggling. I caught a few fish. And it was rainy, windy. And we were still out on the boat fishing because, you know, we were just addicted, obviously. And towards the middle part of the day, we were about to head in, maybe about 30 minutes before we were heading in, because like I said, the rain was picking up. I actually turned off my GoPro because the rain was actually coming in a little bit sideways. I was like, well, whatever. And next thing I know, I finally hit a 12-pound white bird, guys.
That's a beast of a fish.
It was a good, I would say, like, consistent, good 8-minute fight. It's like a, and luckily, I don't know if I think Chin got the video of it because he knew I wasn't recording, but he recorded on the phone, so at least he got evidence that I caught it and it wasn't a fluke and it wasn't fake. Because you know, a lot of people that I know will say no, it wasn't me and all that good stuff. You guys know, but
we need evidence.
Yeah, they needed evidence, and it was nice. I'm not gonna lie, I was smiling ear to ear. Completely made my day, made my week, made this trip, because I came back, the kiddos and the wife's is in Colorado right now. I wanted to get on the water a little bit here, and catching a PB is definitely, it makes your week, that's for sure.
Yeah, happy for you, man.
Thanks, man. You heard me. You know I've been trying to catch a double digit for how long now? Like a couple years.
Everybody wants to catch a double digit white bird. Yeah. Anybody that fishes for them.
True. But I've never caught a double digit white bird, so that's why I was like, all right, that was my goal. So if you guys have listened up to this point, you guys know that has been a goal of mine and finally achieved yesterday. So I'll create a video and I'll add the camera phone footage a little bit, so we'll see how that looks. But I got a picture, that's for sure. The tank.
Got proof.
Then Kit, I think the other day also caught a nice channel cat out here.
I think I've caught about one pretty nice channel cat every time I come out. Because I come out, I'm white bass fishing for the most part, at least these last few trips out here. But I'm always looking for that bonus fish. So I'll have a bobber. I've been using the catfish and carp rod, and I'll put out the 1-ounce bobber out there. I'll either try to net some shad or take one of these white bass I've been catching and cut it up, throw it on a bobber, just let it float around out there. And I've been picking up a few catfish alongside the like 50 white bass we've been catching. That's about the average, you know. I mean, not just me by myself. Typically, like the whole boat all together, we'd catch like 50 fish.
And they're good sized white bass. Couple of the wipers, you know. I mean, nothing, no huge tanks, but even a 2-pound wiper, I'm telling you, can fight like no other. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, got a. The white bass have been pretty good size wise,
for sure.
But the wipers, at least the ones we've been catching so far, they haven't been super big. You know, two pounds. Still fun. They still fight way harder than a comparable white bass.
Are you going to start fishing for bass, too, with the boat? Are you ever going to target them?
Just because I got a boat doesn't change the fact that I would start fishing for bass.
I mean, it doesn't. Maybe. One day.
Like, why? I got a boat. Why would I go after bass?
That's that.
When I didn't go after bass before.
Oh, we might as well talk. We actually, I think Fishing Kid and myself, we actually went trolling for catfish at a reservoir here in Iowa. Also, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, for my birthday.
It was for your birthday.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday to me, I guess.
That was, actually, it was super fun because we caught some, decent.
You caught a pretty good one.
Yeah, I caught a pretty good channel there. Took us, what, four drifts.
I think it was our second drift.
Was it second?
First drift, we didn't catch anything.
No.
And then second drift, that's when we started getting bites. I think it caught one on the second drift. And then you caught all yours on the third drift, I think.
Yeah. And what worked best for us was the shad, right, that day? Because remember first of all, we struggled like hell to catch crappie.
Yeah, we tried catching we tried for an hour trying to catch some crappie for bait. We only ended up catching one. And then I threw the cast net around a few times, got shad. And then the spot that we ended up fishing at, I just threw the net out randomly and got a bunch of shad. And, well, we wasted an hour. But it would have been cool to catch some crappie, so you never know. Because that area can hold some pretty big crappies, because there's a lot of structure there.
Yeah, I was hoping we would catch some crappies, but no, you're right. It was and then surprisingly, the catfish did not hit the crappie bait that we cut up. They were just hitting the shad. So,
yeah,
go figure.
Well, it's what they eat for the most part, so no surprise, really.
Nope. But make sure you guys hit me up. Like I said, I'll be in Colorado. I'm leaving in a couple days here. I'm going to try to see if I can record some more stuff over there on the Ma Pop Fishing Channel, but I'm struggling. I might just have to travel back to Iowa and just fish. It feels that.
Lives in Colorado, only has Iowa fishing videos.
Golly. I hope not. I hope that's not the case, but at least ice fishing, I know Colorado has some decent spots, areas, and I've had good luck there. So I'm hoping that continues. But the open water there, like I said, I feel like I have to take an entire 2-hour journey just to go to us. But I have to admit this, the views there is it's just breathtaking, dude. Like if you guys have not seen some of the Rocky Mountains in the background, it literally makes it look like a painting. Like you're fishing at a lake and it's like a painting in the background. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Compare Iowa to Colorado scenery-wise, there's no comparison.
It's a little different. The lake I was fishing at, I believe there was no wading.
No wading?
No wading at this lake. Wade? Nope, we couldn't touch the water.
Weird, why?
Well, first of all, the spot we were fishing, there's like a sand spot, so you can kind of fish from there, but then all of a sudden, it's literally a 30-foot drop. It's a huge safety thing right there, because my brother-in-laws were with me, and we literally saw these guys who were definitely not from America, and they were waiting, and my brother-in-laws are like, we might have to call 911, because these guys, they were slowly stepping out, but it could have instantly, we could have just seen them drop. You know what I'm saying? We're like, dude, these guys, you know, this lake is known for these literal 30-foot drops right off the shore. So there's no wading there. You can't touch the water. And then I went to a couple lakes that I tried out there, too. It's barbless. So I had to fish barbless. I had to learn how to fish like that. I had to pinch in some of my barbs. Then there are these pay lakes. Lake fees for the state. So you have to pay a fee on top of your fishing license for state lakes, and then you have to pay another fee for, I believe, local or city lakes.
Weird.
Right? So they're telling me, they're like, okay, if you're going to go to a specific lake, ask us or ask people who know something, at least if I have to pay additional fees. That's one thing I'm definitely learning. Because, you know, in Iowa, you have a fishing license as long as it's a public lake or public waters or rivers or whatever, you can fish it. It doesn't matter. There's no, you don't have to pay an additional fee of some sort. But I guess in Colorado, they have all these rules. Yeah.
That's crazy. The only extra fee we have to pay here is the trout stamp and extra line.
And extra rod, yeah, that's it.
And I think on the Corps of Engineer-owned bodies of water, if the Corps of Engineers owns the ramp, you have to pay a fee there. But if it's a state, if the state owns it, then there's no fee. At least that's how it is on one of the other bigger reservoirs. Because the boat launch we use here, you got to pay a fee to use it.
Yeah. I think it's called launching fees, right?
Yeah, launch fees or launch whatever. Fees.
Yeah. But, yeah. So one of those things, if you guys are going to fish in Colorado, I guess it's a learning curve of the body of waters and the rules and regulations. So I'm going to have to learn that. That's for darn sure. I don't want to have to learn the hard way with the ticket. That would suck.
Yeah. Ignorance doesn't, get you by with the laws.
No. Well, the DNR one could care less, obviously. They're going to be like, nope. If you're fishing, you better read the regulations. So, that was interesting. To say the least, when I had it, because I kind of remember that though, because you know how I used to live in California, they have this kind of the same things there too, certain lakes that or bodies of water that you have to pay on top of that. Like, because I actually learned the hard way there.
Yeah,
I had a California fishing license. I forgot what lake it was. It was in Northern California, and there's an additional daily fee park pass that you have to pay, and I didn't know that when I first went there. And, I definitely knew after that, because the DNR came, and he's like, yeah, not only do you need to get a fishing license, you have to buy this city, you know, park license thing to fish there. So, and he gave me a ticket. There was no warning. I'm like, I'm from Iowa. It didn't, but like you just said, ignorance is not going to excuse you from not knowing the rules.
Yeah.
So I learned, and the ticket was not cheap. I forgot what it was. I think it was like $100 or something. Jeez. Like that. Yeah, I know. I'm just, and you know how much what the daily fee was? It's like $2.
Damn.
Right? I'm just like, and I asked the guy, like, dude, I'm from Iowa, dude. I have no idea. It was completely different. He goes, sorry.
Like, well, now you know.
Pretty much.
He learned you real quick.
He did. He learned me real quick. I'm just like, damn. I think my wife was with me, too. This is before kids. And she was just like, what? She was like, you know, she didn't know any better either. She was just fishing. I had no idea, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I learned my lesson, and did I catch anything? Nope, nothing made it worth it. It was not worth it. I didn't catch no fish that day. I got a nice ticket, and, yeah, that was interesting. I was trying to catfish, too, that day.
Man. I guess Iowa does it. They keep everything simple, you know, intentionally. They want... The Iowa DNR here wants the rule book to be as thin as possible. Do we have the nicest parks and fishing areas on earth? No, but we also don't have, you know, 3-4 rules on top of every fishing spot that we go to. Oh, sun's coming out.
I'm hoping the fish comes out. This is, how are we not getting a tap? I have no idea, guys. The shad was nice, and
we could try drifting.
Do you want to drift?
We can. Because the wind's pushing us this way. We just scooch out that way. Drift back. I think we're about at the 30-minute mark. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we take a little break. Just set up our stuff for drifting. And maybe we'll pick up a fish that way.
All right. Let's go. Let's try and drift. Yeah, maybe.
What are you doing
out here? Good. What's up?
Oh, Derek!
Oh, that is Derek. Like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, we haven't tried fishing for any white bass yet, but
not yet.
Once that sun comes up a little bit more, they should get going pretty good back in here. Yeah. I almost convinced Jeff to come out this morning, but I think he... No. He hasn't been out here in a few weeks.
All right, well, if you guys get on him, shoot me a message. I'll do the same if we move around a little bit and catch some.
All right, cool.
Sounds good.
You're targeting whites and wipers, right?
Well, we're recording a podcast, and we just got, you know, shad out there.
For now.
Okay. For now. I think we might do a drift with the drifting setups, and then...
Okay, for some casting stuff.
Yeah, for now. But hopefully, by the time we're done, the white bass will be going.
Okay. I'll give you a holler if I get into something, and just do the same for me.
All right, cool, all right, yeah.
Bro. All right, boys, good luck.
Yeah, you
too. You guys are wondering, that is Derek, 515 Fishing.
Yep.
Go figure, run into each other.
Yep.
So if you guys are wondering why drift for catfish, covers more ground.
Yeah, it covers more water.
More water, more opportunities possibly to find the catfish versus... just kind of sitting there waiting for the catfish to come to you, I feel like, so...
Well, and I just pulled up to a random spot, like, well, I see fish, don't know what they are. And then I just spot-locked us, put baits down. So we'll just try to cover water.
Yeah. And like Fishing Kid said, I think if you guys heard in the background, we will be chasing some fish with stripes later today. Hopefully, I think he came out here yesterday, and I think they picked up around 9, 10 a.m.-ish?
9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
Once the sun was a little bit higher.
There you go.
The wind picked up a little bit. Like between 9 and 10, they started popping. So that was pretty cool. Hopefully, we can do that today.
Were they hitting the surface at all?
Yeah, that's what I meant, popping.
Oh. Damn it, I didn't bring... The one time I didn't bring my top water set up.
I don't know, I have not been doing good on top water.
Me neither.
They'll be popping, throw a top water, and they do not touch it.
That's true. I'm with you on that. It's been the same case with me. I have not caught any top water action at all with the wipers or the white bass, surprisingly.
That's fine. I like throwing a jig. I prefer throwing a jig. Topwater's cool. It's fun when it happens, but I'm more effective throwing a jig in plastic.
Are you going to keep the boat on the water through December if it doesn't freeze?
Maybe. I don't know. I got to figure out how to launch a boat without a ramp. Or not a ramp, without a dock.
What's the biggest difference, you think?
Well, there's no dock. You don't have a dock to step on.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could just tie it to a stick.
Tie it to a stick?
Like a big old stick in the ground somewhere?
Well, the problem is getting in and out without a dock.
Yeah, that's true. And how would you do it then?
Huh. Probably just have to have a buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll teach somebody how to back up a trailer.
There you go. You have a couple buddies here that can help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or teach somebody how to drive my boat. I don't know anybody that has a tiller that fishes with me consistently. I guess I'm the only one that has a boat that fishes with me consistently, except for my brother-in-law.
But his is a console, right?
His is a console, yeah. He doesn't know how to drive a tiller. Yeah. And he won't be fishing in December.
He's not an ice fisherman?
No, he's scared.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm scared. What if the ice breaks?
Well, speaking of that, so my brother-in-law wants to take me to a lake in Colorado to chase some cutbows. Early ice. Guess what that fool is fishing on? Thickness.
2.5 inches.
Freaking crazy. Like, look, okay, my fat ass, you guys will never ever see me on anything less than probably 4 inches, guys. I swear. I think I've been on 3 inches of ice, and I'm not going to lie to you guys. My butt cheeks are clenched the entire time. So, yeah, my brother-in-law literally fishes on 2.5, 3 inches for early ice up there in Colorado area for some crazy trout. So, that is not going to happen. You guys aren't going to see that with me because I am way too chicken.
Put that on your side.
Yep. Way too chicken. So, but I am excited to catch some different species of trout. I don't think I've ever caught a tiger trout. I think that's going to be something that is going to be a goal of mine trying to catch. I'm also going to try and increase my fly fishing ability. I think I'm going to do that a little bit more up there. And
pass me that. So, sorry, guys. We're trying to get set up to drift. So, you can pass me that. You got to unscrew it from the bottom. Trying to set up to drift here.
Take it completely off?
Well, don't unscrew them all the way. Unscrew it enough so the you kind of wiggle that mount off. There it goes.
There we go. You just do one side, right?
Yeah. We'll just drift out one side.
So, Fishing Kid, if you guys are just wondering, he's got these Scotty mounts and then these, what is it called, BroCraft aluminum thingies?
Yeah, these BroCraft mounts.
Mounts.
Super sturdy aluminum mounts. The AlumaCraft ones, they come on the boat to put your rod holders on. They're plastic. And, yeah, they just, I don't know, they're just a lot nicer.
Yeah, I actually like these aluminum rods, bro. They're super sturdy. There's like no bend in them.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that's the biggest thing. I agree.
All right, we're going to move to one side of the boat, so give us 1 minute here, guys.
Yep. You want to go to the
captain's chair? We can always edit out. Yeah, I was going to go back there. You sit right here.
Yeah, and I'll bring the mic over there. That's fine. So if you guys are just listening to the podcast, so Fishing Kid's going to move towards the captain's seat in the back of the boat. I'm just kind of moving in front of him. We're going to drift on just one side of the boat. I think we're going to have, what, 3 rods out.
One straight down.
Here, I'll use this one. How's that sound?
Sure.
I'll just pick it.
Yeah, put your shad on there.
Yeah, the mojo. Hopefully it's the good juju rod. Yeah,
we'll just drift, try to pick up one fish. We just got to get one fish on the podcast. Come
I know,
on.
Man. We've been trying this. We do catch fish once in a while.
Just not on the podcast.
Just not on a podcast at the moment. But I mean, we only tried once, twice, maybe, I think. There was one recording we did. We did catch fish, actually. I lied. But then Fishing Kid lost the the content.
Oh, yeah. I may have deleted something on accident.
On accident.
Okay, so we just use a Santee Cooper rig, just a float. It's a Carolina rig with a float close to the bait, pretty much. Let me swing us around.
Go ahead, guy. I'll move this over here. Hoping one.
Just one. That's just all we need. Just one.
Definitely be nice.
Right.
There we go. Just
put that in the middle.
So I guess this is definitely the benefit of having a tiller. There's a lot of room.
Tons of room.
Tons of room that we're not like bumping each other too much.
I'd let out more line. Just leave the spool open.
Alright, leave it open?
Well, leave it open so the line comes out. More line. Give it a bunch of line.
Lock it in?
Yep, lock it in.
All right. There you guys go.
I'd slide it all the way back.
And we are catfishing, guys. Drifting. There we go. So hopefully we get that. Whoa, there was a catfish right there. The surface.
I don't know if that was a catfish.
I'm hoping it was. I thought it was. It could have been a carp.
It was probably a carp.
It was probably a carp.
Let more line out here.
But it's, would you consider this the fall bite now? It's fall, technically.
Well, yeah.
So it is a fall bite. So it's been, like I said, I think we've been doing pretty good, especially for white bass. And I'm hoping today we can get on a good white bass wiper bite.
I'm pretty confident. The wind's blowing back into this bay. I've been tearing it up, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I've been tearing it up out here. Like I said, we've been catching, you know, we've been putting 30, 40, 50 fish in the boat on, you know, 4 out of 5 trips. So if they're not here, we can always move up the lake. You know, that's the advantage of having a boat.
You haven't banked fish at all since you got the boat, huh?
Nope, I have not touched the bank with a rod since I got the boat. Even before then, because we were going out on Chin's boat before I even got my boat.
We were fishing on Chin's boat quite a bit. I think you were just preparing yourself for the boat life. Yeah. So, I mean.
I'm not going to turn my nose up to bank fishing. But having a boat's pretty nice. I mean, we're straight lounging over here. Yeah. See, I'm going to turn that camera up there a little bit. Better angle.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were pretty confident we're going to at least get one fish today on camera, or at least on the podcast, and go figure.
It'll happen.
One of these days. But if you guys are wondering, since I did move, I will be back. Every other month or so, I still have tons of family and friends here, so I'll be here back and forth for sure, and we'll probably record whenever I come back. Every so often, we'll probably record maybe on Zoom if we need to record there too. So just kind of give you guys a heads up, but we will continue this podcast. I actually had some people reaching out and was wondering if we're gonna continue, and I was like, yep. It's not like I'm going to quit fishing just because I move, you know?
So. Don't mind me, guys. I'm trying to find my sandals here.
Look at this. Look at this guy. Fishing in sandals. Who would have thought? I think that's the best. Like I said, that's the one of the best parts. I think one day I was going to go fish with you and had sandals on. My wife's like, what the hell? I go, yes, ma'am. Fishing in sandals.
Yep. Bluish toenails and all.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. So if you guys have not seen Fishing Kid's channel, that was funny.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess his Fishing Kid's blue toenails.
Blue and pink?
Pink.
Or peach color? Yeah. I don't know.
That my daughter's painted on him, and actually it was like all of us. That, you know, it's whatever. If you have daughters, you'll understand. But I guess there was a subscriber on the Fishing Kit YouTube channel that didn't like his toenail colors painted. So decided to pretty much say he's gonna, or she, I don't even know if it was a he or she.
I'm pretty sure it was a guy.
There you go. That,
I don't think girls care if a guy's gay. I mean, I'm not gay, but I just had painted toenails.
He had painted toenails. I guess that got what's that word I'm looking for? He got grouped in for being gay, which pretty stupid in my eyes. But anyways, decided to tell Kit. Well, he's going to unsubscribe.
The comment, well, so the fish, we were like catching big wipers, and his comment was, "What the hell, your toes are painted?" And I'm like, "Lol, they stick out a little bit, don't they?" And then he was like, "I don't support gay marriage, I'm unsubscribing," and he had like puke faces. I don't know if he's just being a troll, but I did lose a couple subs before I noticed that comment, so.
Oh, really?
It could have been real.
Yeah, for painted toenails. That my daughter created. Sorry about that, man.
That's all good. I don't give a shit.
I was like, yeah, I was on.
That's why you're unsubscribing, whatever.
If that is the total reason why, it's got to be, well, number one, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just painted toenails that my daughter's painted on you. You know, it's not like you went out of your way to paint your toenails to make sure you guys can see his new fashion statement. Right. But anyways, yeah, I thought that was pretty, one, childish. Two, you know, you can't control what people think and feel, I guess, but...
See, my theory... Oh.
Uh-oh, do we have a tap? On Fishing Kit's rod, we do. Maybe.
Probably just bumping into some rocks or something. But anyways, my theory was... I think he was liking the toenails a little too much. And he had to cut himself off. He was getting too uncomfortable staring at my toenails, because... Come on, it was there for, what, 5 seconds, if even that?
Didn't even notice it. Yeah. Most people probably didn't even notice it. That's the crazy.
Yeah, it's like, my toes show up for, like, 2 seconds. And that's the one thing that he noticed.
That's pretty funny. But, like I said, I was like, kind of felt bad. I was like, girls, you can't be painting Uncle Kid's toenails. He's so famous, YouTube famous, he's getting people hating on him.
I don't care.
They're like, dude, my daughter, I think Scotty, she was just like, what? She was like confused, like, why? It was in pretty colors. No, I think that's what she said. They were like, it was a nice color, blue and pink. She's like, why are they hating on his toenails?
Right.
That's funny, bro. But that's, I guess that's the world of social media, and, well, what are you going to do, right?
Nothing. Who cares?
I just thought it was funny. I was just like, you know, that they paid enough attention, detail. I guess you got to give them credit. They're pretty damn detailed to see your damn toenails in literally a blink of an eye.
Yeah, he noticed the little things.
Attention to detail.
But that's funny, because when I first started coming out here with Jeff, backyard bait shop on his boat. That was right when the toenails were fresh. And you know, I was wearing sandals and stuff. So he didn't say anything. I was like, don't mind my toenails, by the way. He's like, oh, you just laughed about it.
But he has a daughter.
Yeah, he has a daughter,
so
too.
So I'm pretty sure he gets it.
Yeah, and then the funny thing is, yeah, we were like slaying the fish. He's like, all right, every time we fish, your toes have to be painted.
Go figure.
Hopefully we catch a fish here.
I know, man. We're not drifting too fast, are we?
No.
Should be perfect.
We're not even registering the speed.
Yeah, it's just a nice, calm drift, because it's not too windy today, so at least not now. Fish are surfacing, just play with our emotions at the moment.
Sorry, I gotta answer a message real quick.
I was listening to the Short Rod Show, guys. Those guys catch fish on their podcast all the time.
They don't have a new podcast out yet, right?
No. I was just listening to their old eye because, you know, kind of as fall's coming, ice fishing, I was just listening. And I was like, man, they make it sound so easy.
Oh, dang. We're in 15 feet now. It was 11 out there, so I'm guessing there was a hump or something. Now it went up to 15. I was like, man, it's kind of shallow out here. But it dropped back off.
Hopefully there's double-digit channel here. Cool.
Yeah, I actually caught a double-digit yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 10-pounders. Exactly. Jeez. Like, just a hair over 10.
Off a cut shad?
Cut white bass.
Ooh.
On the bobber. I love using the bobber. So fun watching it.
Yeah. But my brother-in-laws are super jealous of us on the white bass for sure.
They don't get white bass in Colorado.
They have at certain lakes, but like I said, just not there locally, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to find, and then they say so much pressure. Like, it's crazy. Like I said, there's a lake that's about 2 hours away that I know. Shout out to our guy who was on the podcast, Tim Herr. I hit him up, and he actually showed me a lake where he's catching white bass. So I taught my brother-in-laws a little something. They're like, what? There's white bass in that lake? I go, well, Mr. Tim Herr is showing me he's catching some nice white bass. So there you guys go. But it was 2 hours away from Denver. I'm like, so the way they go is literally a full day of fishing. You know what I mean? Because I'm so used to, we go like in the morning or.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you. Let more line out of that one. Like, just open it up and just let it pull out. Yeah, it would just pull out as we drift. Okay. And then we just can't forget about it. Otherwise, the line's going to be...
all the way over there.
Yeah, all the way out there. Did you open it?
Yeah, I opened it.
Okay.
Should be open. Double check. Yeah. But yeah, no, as I was saying, like, I feel like when I was fishing there, like, because you got a 2 hour drive, fish.
I don't think the line's pulling out. I think my tension might be too tight. Because we're barely moving. Sure. Something like that.
So hopefully Fishing Kid is going to get me on the fish now.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully one of us gets bit.
Yeah. But like I said, it's like a full day schedule to fish with when I feel like over there. 2 hours to drive to the lake, couple hours fishing, 2 hours back drive. I'm like exhausted.
I bet.
It's like, and it's just nothing but windshield time to me. So I don't know. Like I said, hopefully somebody can give me some better pointers. I guess this is a thing. A local fishing day, if I want to become a bass hole. There are ponds and you know, bodies of water there that you can just catch bass.
Yeah.
But that's not what I want. You know? There we go. Is that better?
Sure. Just make sure it doesn't get wrapped up in the thing.
Should be good.
Oh, it's going to catch on that lip. There we go.
Close it? Or did you close it already?
I already closed it. Okay. Hopefully, we get a nib.
Nib would be nice. Come on.
So, yesterday, I don't know if it was like the Army or something. Mm-hmm. They were out here doing, looked like water training exercises. So there was a Chinook, the helicopter with the two rotors on top. Like, it kept circling the lake. It goes super close to the water. Like, so close that it was kicking up water and stuff from the propellers. Mm. And I was like, man, why are they constantly circling the lake? And at the end of the day, I finally noticed that they were, you know, having people jump out of the helicopter. So they were doing, like, rescue training, I'm guessing, or, I don't know, water exercises for sure. But then I saw on the news, I was like, oh, yeah, I was there. I didn't speed up to them, see what was going on, but it was pretty cool seeing the helicopter circled the whole lake a few times. So I think what it was doing, there's a military base pretty close to here. So it was going over there, picking them up, dropping them off in the lake, circling around, picking up more troops. They probably circled around a dozen times. So that was pretty cool. Didn't affect the fishing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Did it affect did it increase or decrease the bite?
Ah, well, I can't say either way because they were just going all morning. But we did pretty good. So it didn't hurt the bite.
Does sound affect fish?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well,
does sound affect, like, animals in general?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, because sound travels through water a certain, like, obviously not as, not very good.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah. Sound travels through water than air.
So then when people are kind of like, shh, when they're fishing, it actually makes sense? Then be quiet? I don't know, I'm just asking.
I don't know, man. What are you, like?
I see people like, shh, shh, all the time, like, people try to fish. But I'm just like, they're in the water. It's not like they can hear you talk, can they? Or they can feel the vibrations, you think?
They can hear you talk.
You think so?
I mean, they got ears.
Do they? Fish have ears?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they got ears.
I know they can sense. I don't know. I don't think they have ears, do they?
I'm pretty sure the fish can hear.
Is that they can sense it. I don't know if they can hear.
Well,
because their body's sensing it. I don't think it's. I don't know. I'm just why. That's why I'm asking. Like, I don't think they can hear. I think they can sense vibration.
I don't know. Same thing. Sound is vibration.
Yes. But I guess you might be right. I guess it could affect them. Even just from, like, a talk, though.
If you're in, like, 2-3 feet of water, probably.
Huh. Oh, we're getting a bite.
Getting nib. Getting nib over here.
Yeah, nibble. Ooh. Got my heart going there a little bit there.
I know. Little,
come on.
Little teaser.
That was a teaser. Come and eat it. It's a buffet.
I mean, of course, sound affects fish. I mean, they're like any other animal.
But this body of water, if you guys are wondering, is like a freaking gazillion shad. The other day, I mean, I'm telling you, we saw shad literally just... You couldn't cast without hitting shad. We couldn't get anything to bite. That was a thing, too. We were casting into the shad. I just feel like the fish just had... They could care less about our lures. They're so... Mini freaking shad, like we weren't not catching. Go ahead, fishing kit, fish on.
Yes,
fish on. Let's go, fishing
guys.
Kit. There
yes,
we go.
I'm getting the suspended that bait.
Fishing kits, fish on, guys.
So had a fish suspending, or not a fish, a bait suspended off the side of the boat.
Woo! Oh yeah.
Let's go.
So that was a nib earlier.
It was fishing kit, fish Sick. On. Yeah. Nice channel. It looked like a pretty good eater, too, guys. Probably about maybe a pound and a half.
I'd say at least a couple pounds.
Maybe 2-3 pounds. There you go, guy.
Yes.
Nice. Take a picture of this guy. Look at this guy.
A podcast fish right here.
Podcast fish. One more. There we go. Nice.
Cool. Guys, maybe first, we should do the thumbnail on this.
Hey.
All right. Cool. We'll let him go.
Yep. Catch, guy.
Yeah.
It works out. Ooh.
See ya.
Can I get a bite on that? No. Looks like we're still drifting, though, if you guys are wondering.
Yeah. That was cool, guy.
That was pretty cool. Very first podcast fish.
Yeah, our first podcast fish.
Well, guess we do know how to catch fish, or at least this guy does.
I didn't do anything. The fish did all the work. I got a circle hook on there, so he hooked himself.
That's true.
We'll see what happens, though. I'll get another bait out.
Yeah, we got some time, right?
We got time.
Before we start chasing some fish, which, right? Nope, that's just on the bottom, right? Yeah.
All right. Gonna cut another piece of bait.
Hopefully we catch some more.
Hopefully. That was cool.
Hopefully that's the beginning of a crazy bite, maybe? I hope.
I don't know about crazy bite, but...
It hasn't been too crazy, has it, for you? For catfish? I don't know, though. The other night, you were just cut bait. You caught, like, 4, I think, that night.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a crazy
no,
bite.
No, but you weren't really targeting them. You were just consistently catching them. That's it.
Oh,
the rod's
getting nibbed over there.
Could be.
Come back for it.
Come on.
See, we just had to cover some water.
Yeah.
Just had to cover some water.
Some drifting.
So the thing with catfish, you know, a lot of people think you just cast out baits, sit in one spot, you know, the bottom dwellers, but they'll chase baits. Because we're moving.
Yeah. Slowly. To shore.
Yeah, we're in about 12 feet. 12 feet of water. So hopefully when these baits go kind of over where we just floated over, hopefully they'll be hit. This right rod actually got tapped.
Do catfish swim in schools?
They can.
They can?
I don't know if they do it all the time.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Man, at least he got the skunk out of board. Must be nice.
Yep, it is pretty nice.
No more skunk. That was a pretty good channel, man.
Not bad, not bad.
I'd have been a good eater if you're into eating catfish.
Uh-oh. That don't look good.
You think it's caught on something?
It's definitely caught on something. Just give it a pop. Oh, yeah, yep.
There we go.
There it goes.
Get it out.
Cool. Yes. Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh, fishing kids got another bite.
I think.
On one of those drifting rods that look like it. Come on.
Oh.
You might want to check that bait on that one. That one popped pretty good.
Dang. Okay, so yeah, we're using the Whisker Seeker rods. We got catfish and carp, and the two outside rods are their FMJs. No, not FMJs. The, oh, God.
the GMAs, right? Or G, what is it? What's it called? It is the G. Not FMJs. It's the GMJs, right?
You know what FMJ stands for, right?
Like, what?
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. But it's, I think it was just, it's another one. I know what you're talking about. yeah. Never mind.
The glass rod. I guess
there you go. I think it is.
They're all glass.
Yeah.
But,
that's why terrible. That's why I said the G. Yeah, that was pretty bad of us.
I think they're all glass, though.
Yeah. Shout out to our sponsor, yeah. Whisker Seeker. On that note.
It doesn't matter. They catch fish.
Yeah, exactly. They catch fish. That's all that matters, man.
They catch fish. That's all that matters.
Oh, God. That is funny. But.
I should have had two fish.
That one hit pretty good.
Yeah. Should have had two fish.
If you guys are wondering. Oh. Come on.
Oh, come on, man.
It's coming. Did it come back?
I better check that bait.
Yeah. Now it's gotten hit twice pretty good, guy.
I don't know about pretty good on that second one. That
the first one
was getting, pretty good tap. I'm surprised that one hasn't gotten hit yet.
No, it's because I touched it. I don't have the mojo.
If this one goes again, you can get it, since I already got one.
Gee, thanks, guy.
Charity.
Charity fish. See, you hear that, everybody? Jeez.
Ooh, bouncy.
A little bit. Ooh.
Oh. They're trying. I bet my hook's fouled up on that one, man.
You think so?
I mean, he's got hit three times, no hookup.
On this one.
Check our depth here. 10 feet.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Did that not hook up already?
I know. The hook's pretty big. There might be small fish. I mean, I got 8-aughts on, which is kind of on the bigger side. Oh. It's still getting nibbed. There's got to be little guys.
Oh. That one.
They're trying.
Yeah.
They're trying.
Little catties, kitty cats.
I might swap that out for a smaller setup.
Smaller hook?
Yeah.
If you don't land one here soon.
Surprise, no hit on that
and
one yet.
Oh, speaking of it right now, hold on.
Oh, I think we're
dang
hitting
it.
Rocks.
No. Yeah.
Oh!
Oh
my God!
Yeah, he's messing with fishing kit.
He's trying.
Yep. Oh, come on.
I should have reeled down on it. He's still
getting a little some action here. Hopefully he can land this one. He's getting some. Well,
we nice... got circle hooks. You know, they basically the fish does all the work.
Yeah. Come on. Take it already.
He's trying. He's trying so hard.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they'll chase these baits because this guy's been messing with it for a while. He's still messing.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Just take the whole shebang. Come on. You know he can take it. He can take the 8-eye hook. Yeah, it's actually, that's a pretty big hook. For,
especially for our fish. I mean,
yeah, these size
big
channels. Yeah.
So 8-0's kind of big for our channel cats here.
You're just prepping for your blue cat trip, right?
Something like that.
Hopefully. Probably next year. I don't know unless you're going to go this year.
Maybe in October.
All right, if you go in October, you let me know. That would be a fun episode if we get a chance to record, but, you know.
Yeah.
Catch a couple monsters.
All right. Gonna check this one. It's probably gone. He's getting tapped for so long. Yeah, it's feeling pretty light.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Yep. His bait is gone. Tap pretty good, my friend. Thought I saw that. Quarter of my eye.
You could put this one in the box.
Yeah. You good with it for now?
Yeah, I'll bring out the smaller setup. Test my theory. I think that hook's just too big for these fish. Alright. Swapping out to another catfish and carp. Got a smaller hook on here. Those had 8-0s. Which, I mean, it's probably fine, but the smaller fish, it's a little bit harder for them. Oh, you're right. Oh, just reel. Yep, pick it up. That one's got the 8-0 on there. Oh, man, it's going good. Oh!
Fish on, guys.
Dang, right when he was putting the other rod away. Nice, dude. That's going to be a nice one.
Looks like a nice one. There we go. Hey.
Maybe I don't need a swap out because that one's got an 8-0 on there.
To get the bigger fish, maybe? Who knows? Hey, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
Fish on.
6-0 will hook him plenty good. Oh, the seagull. He's trying to
trying to come take the catfish from us.
All right. Oh, look at Grandy. Pretty good one.
Oh, it is.
That's
a good
pretty
one.
Good one, dude. All right, I got to do a net job.
Yeah, you might have to net this one.
See, I just needed a bigger one. Yeah, we just needed a bigger one to hit that hook. Pull him in.
Yep. There we go. Let's go.
Yeah, that one's pretty nice. There we go.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, another podcast fish.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
While you do that, I'm going to bring us back out, and we could probably do another drift. Yeah, man. Cat fishing's fun, man. So you just sit back, do a podcast, catch fish.
There you guys go.
Nice, dude. Want a picture?
Sure.
Dang.
All right. I'll let this guy go. Woo! Woke me up.
Nice fish, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, well, guess 8-0 hook is just fine.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you got the other rod going?
Yeah.
Good thing you got those shad, my friend. Shad came clutch right there. How do you not like catching catfish?
I don't know. Some people are... They turn their noses up at catfish.
I guess so. Do another drift?
Yeah, we'll do another drift.
One last drift, and you got a buddy you're picking up, right?
9:00. We could go until they get here.
Okay. Give me a shad, please, sir. Thank you.
That was cool.
That was super.
Right when you put that rod away, I was like, oh,
I know. You're like, oh, oh, and I turned around, like, oh, shit. That was pretty cool, man.
That was cool.
That was awesome. That was a good size one, too, guys. That was about a...
probably like 8-pounder.
Yeah. It's a good fighter.
Nothing crazy.
That's, you know, for Iowa channels, that's the... that's a good one,
yeah,
I think.
That's a good one.
I feel like that's a good size channel cat when it gets over 5 pounds. I mean, that's about what we have right here. I don't think we have too many double digits.
No. 10-pound catfish or 10-pound channel is pretty good for Iowa.
Yeah. We have an abundance, though. That's
yeah,
for
we
sure.
Have tons of them.
Tons of channels, just not the 12 to 15 pounders, that's all.
Not a lot of double digits. Yeah.
But they're fun. And it's fun, though. Yeah. I think, you know, what we should do more is get kids into them.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, I don't know. It's just, it's their opportunity to catch a big fish, you know,
yep.
In their eyes versus catching the typical bluegills or crappies or something. I think if you get kids into catfishing, I think they'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, they don't have to constantly be casting and
no.
reeling. There's... just set up the rods. There isn't a lot of technique to it, so it's good for kids.
I think so.
I think. I mean, I don't have kids, but
I think no. I think you're right. I think I'm gonna start getting my kids more into catfishing because of what you just said. They don't technically have to babysit and keep, or not babysit, but keep casting.
Yeah, keep casting
constantly.
They don't have to set the hook.
They can technically watch their tablets while we're catfishing. Yeah,
they can watch the tablets, and then you just like, hey, you got fish over there.
That's actually not a bad idea. I think I might end up doing that, man.
Man, that rod was folded over good.
Yeah,
no.
That was pretty cool. That was a good sized fish, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to do that.
That's
that was
good
fun.
One.
Fun.
Two podcast fish now.
There we go. We can actually catch fish.
See, we just had to wait for me to get a boat.
To catch fish on the podcast, I guess. Something like that, Kit.
That's all it took. Just me getting a boat.
All right, we're going to try another drift. We'll see what's up.
One more drift. We got some time. And my buddies aren't here yet anyway. So I'm going to take out my buddy and his coworker, younger guy. He's still in high school. Never caught a white bass or wiper before.
Alright.
Hoping to change that today. It's pretty cool taking newbies out, showing them a few tricks. Like gourds.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You take your float and slide it down towards the hook on your setup.
This?
Yeah.
Do what?
The float that's on your line. Slide that down towards the hook more.
This one?
Yes. The wind's picking up. We're going to be drifting a little bit faster. But then again, the sun's coming out more.
More or less?
No, that's good. That's perfect. So the sun is going to peek out a little bit more. Hopefully they'll be a bit more active because we're going to be drifting faster since the wind's picking up.
Yeah, it is picking up, huh?
But it's fine. This is
kind of good for a white bass and a wiper, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. The wind's going back into this bay. It's going to push the bait up in there.
Hopefully I don't have to poop.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. I'm pretty sure all you fishermen know the morning poop sucks. Where you know you have to poop, but it just doesn't come quite yet. And then until you actually get on the water.
I'm going to bring us this way a little bit, and then spin us around.
That's what John was talking about, like, thinking of him and Vu might make the investment into the spot lock. They're like, so expensive, but I was telling him, it's worth it, correct, though?
Yeah.
I mean, such a game-changing system, I feel like, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get a trolling motor, you have to get one with spot lock. You don't have to.
You can get the cheaper trolling motor to get away with it, but what's your assessment of the spot? Why is it so valuable? You know, obviously it's expensive, but why is it so valuable of you as a fisherman?
Because it just holds you in place. Unless you're trolling, unless you're going to be trolling all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's, especially during the wind, when it's windy too. Yeah, it just holds you in place. And unless you're going to be trolling or only fishing on calm days, it makes a huge difference. Okay. It's all about boat control, really. That's what it boils down to. You just let out a bunch of lines so it stays away from the boat. Alright, we're going to do another drift. Have one rod dangle, then two on the bottom.
Make it happen again.
I think so.
That was fun. So much fun.
Catching fish is fun.
That is true. 100%. And because I was golfing yesterday with my buddies. I had a golf tournament. And I was just talking to them. Like, I love golf. But it's the only activity I know you pay to piss yourself off.
I wouldn't say the only one.
Well, there's not many sports or any activities that you pay to piss yourself. Because you get pissed off at golf. I mean, you literally get pissed off. Versus, right, when you're fishing, I don't know. It's just like one of the most relaxed. Well, it can get stressful at times. I understand that.
You get pissed off while you fish?
Well, that's just because I talk shit. I'm not pissed off. I just, you know. But I feel like it's one of the most activities where you can do, like, it's kind of a care mindless activity. Well, not mindless. Like, I'm not worrying about anything else. What's
while
that
you're
word?
Fishing?
Yeah. I'm not worrying about the thing called life.
Yeah.
You know? That's the one thing that I get.
So are you worrying about life while you golf?
I mean, sometimes you do, because you talk. Or who you're golfing with. If you're golfing buddies, you know, you talk about shit.
Yeah. That can happen while you're fishing.
Yeah, true. But for some reason, I feel like when you're on the water and you're fishing, I just, like, I don't really care about life at the moment.
Yeah. It's relaxing.
It's a living in the moment thing. I don't know. I just felt that way yesterday. We were just talking.
Hopefully you guys can hear me.
I think they can. I think
put it in the middle more.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can hear you. If not, you can. Oh yeah, if you guys are wondering, we're recording our audio off of what do you call that mic? The
I don't know.
It's called the mic.
Audio recorder.
It's audio recorder, but it's got a mic extension.
Yeah, we don't have lav mics on.
No, not today.
Or microphones, like a handheld microphone.
Yeah, we're using the. Who was it? Yeah, it was the Short Rod Show guys that say they use this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
This the external, the top mic, whatever they call it. So we're going to find out if this is going to be an episode or not, guys. Hopefully the audio is good enough for you guys can hear, I hope. It should be, though.
I think so.
Yeah. And actually, the thing is down here, so it's not windy.
Yep, not windy.
So it should be good.
Even though the wind's picking up.
It is picking up quite a bit, actually.
We're drifting at 0.4, which is still good speed. Still good speed. Water temp is 68.6 degrees. So not super cold. Drifting still works. Usually when the water gets cooler, drifting's not as effective because the fish aren't as active. Usually you want to anchor, cast out, or suspend drifts in an area. But since the water's still kind of warm, they're still active. They'll chase down baits.
Wonder how Derek's doing.
Probably not that great since he's been moving out further and further.
But they, you guys were just listening earlier. We ran to Derek of 515 Fishing. I think him and his buddy are going to be chasing some official stripes, I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So hopefully you can get on some either white bass or white purse. I think that's the their target species today. But like Fishing Kid said, I think once that sun is up a little bit more and a little bit more breeze coming, hopefully the white bass will be picking up and we will be fishing for them.
Not seeing much surface activity, though. Yesterday, there was bait flipping all over, like big shads. There's big shads here. Like, I'm talking foot-long shads.
Jeez.
Well, I guess it is more choppy, so it's not as noticeable today. I don't know, if we get one more fish, I think we could call it good, right?
I'm with you.
One more fish, come on.
One more.
Having a boat, man, like that, the phrase game changer gets thrown around a lot. But getting a boat, that's a freaking game changer. I've not touched the bank in over a month.
Do you feel like you caught more fish?
Yeah, I've caught. I've probably caught like 100 fish since I got the boat.
So you feel like you caught more fish than bank fishing previous?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's say I was bank fishing in the same time frame that I had the boat. I don't think I would have caught 100 fish this year. Or in the same time frame. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're convincing everybody to buy a boat.
If you can. If you got the means. Don't be intimidated by, you know, backing up or the boat ramp. It comes with practice. And then usually most people are pretty understanding if you're having a hard time, because everybody had to learn at some point.
Or they'll just record you and put it on YouTube.
Yeah. But as long as you're courteous, a lot of people are courteous too. I haven't had any issues yet. Then again, I also try to come out super early so I don't have to deal with other people. But when I leave a lake, it can get kind of busy. But most people are understanding.
I wish the boat ramps here had more lighting.
Oh, like at night? Or
yeah.
Early? Could use more lighting, but it's been all right. Hopefully we pick up another fish. But we didn't get any bites further out.
No, we didn't. Is this where the spot we were earlier? Kinda. Sorry, a little bit further out than that.
What do you mean?
When you caught yours and
we were pretty close in.
Were we? Okay. But you're right though, the wind has really picked up a little bit more.
Not bad though. This is fine. It's perfect. 0.4 seems to be the perfect number.
And then
readjust this guy.
Oh, if you guys have been wondering, I am only drinking non-alcoholic beers now on the podcast. I'm going to be.
Quit drinking.
I quit drinking alcohol, everybody. It's just a personal choice. Didn't do anything. I didn't do anything wrong. First thing everybody kept asking, did I get into trouble of some sort? No, I did not. Legally or personally, my wife or anything, she was the first one like, what the hell? First of all, because I just woke up one day and it was a personal choice. It's been about 2 months now, almost 2 months. And I think I am doing the sober life thing. It's just like I said, just a personal choice. But I will be drinking alcohol-free beers. There is an abundance of them now. So tons of craft beer companies, and even the bigger, you know, companies who brew beer have a lot of alcohol-free, non-alcoholic beers for me to try. So I will be drinking those. Fishing Kit will consume whenever he wants. But
do you miss the taste of beer? I know that's why,
you know,
people drink non-alcoholic beer, because they just like the taste.
I'll be honest. I mean, the taste is fine. I love alcohol. I love the taste of beer. Don't get me wrong. I don't miss it. I was kind of nervous at first when you stopped drinking. Like, am I an alcoholic? Am I going to miss it, right? I was thinking, like, I really don't. I mean, it's just a choice you make. And it's pretty interesting to see how much life and people around you, where alcohol is consumed all the time in every function, right?
Yeah.
That's what I noticed the most. I don't miss it. I definitely don't miss any hangovers. I definitely don't miss the being incoherent.
I'm just talking about the taste. Do you miss the taste of beer?
No, I don't. Surprisingly. I just drink non-alcoholic beer because you can't be a beer fish fanatic if I don't drink a beer.
Yeah. The question is, how's a beer fish fanatic going to be a guy that doesn't consume beer?
But I'll drink non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's fine. So the cool thing about it, if you guys are wondering, non-alcoholic beer is the same process. It's brewed the same way as regular beer, it contains alcohol, but what they do is they go an extra step to remove the alcohol. That's the only thing.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of alcohol, like 0.5% or something.
Okay, so legality reasons.
It might be rocks.
Yeah, legality reasons. They can be considered non-alcoholic as long as they have less than 0.5% of alcohol. Now, you guys are wondering, like, how is he able to do that and consider himself alcohol, you know, not drinking alcohol? Keep in mind, you eat a ripe banana, a ripe, super ripe banana, it has, like, pretty much 0.3% alcohol. A banana. So, foods that you guys are eating all have, you know, certain types of foods have alcohol. Bread, for that matter, even has a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah. Fermentation.
Exactly. Why. So, if you guys are wondering, yes, it's going to have a little bit of alcohol, but not enough. I would technically have to drink, like, about 10 to 15 non-alcoholic beers. 10 to have the equal amount of maybe 4.2 alcohol beer. So, there you go. But, yeah. It's been interesting, though. Like I said, I don't miss the alcohol taste. I don't miss it. It's weird. I was surprised. And it's pretty interesting to see when people are under the influence and you're not. So yesterday I was telling you guys I went golfing, right? And let's just say there was a huge amount of alcohol consumed. Not by my team, because it was a tournament, but by everybody else. And I shit you not. I was like, God, I had to have been one of those idiots. The way you're talking, slurred speech, and just incoherentness. Yeah, it's definitely eye-opening, I guess you can say. So, but I'll still be drinking beer, just non-alcoholic. Fishing Kit will still be consuming beer.
Yeah, I'm not.
But you're not a huge drinker anyway, so.
I mean, I drink, but I don't get shit-faced or anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I want a karaoke. I don't get shit faced.
Unless you want a karaoke.
Get enough liquid courage, you know.
There you go. But
how many beers is that? It depends. Maybe three. Three good craft beers will get me juiced up for some karaoke.
I definitely say I binge drink quite a bit. I don't know. Like I said, I woke up one day, I was just like, I feel, you know, the biggest thing I notice, I sleep deep. Like, I sleep so much better now.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm in my sleep, I'm in a deep-ass sleep. Like, I know that. I noticed that. That's the one of the very first things I've noticed, so. Haven't noticed anything off the freaking waistline yet, though, damn it. I was hoping that was going to happen, but that has not happened quite yet, if you guys are wondering. Like, I was hoping I was going to drop. Oh, I'm going to drop, like, 30 pounds easily. Nope. Right. That's a bullshit one. Ah, come on, let's see if we catch one more, guys.
I think we're about in that range.
Yep, hopefully. Cross our fingers right here.
Or maybe we're too fast, even though 0.4 is like a really good speed for drifting or trolling for cats. Come on. I gotta take a whiz. That's what's gonna get them going. I need to get some planer boards.
Because
ideally, we want to spread the lines out and my right rod is kind of basically straight out in front of us because my line's kind of kicked out to the left, even though my rod's pointing right. Yeah, with planers, you'll have your baits spread out more. So ideally, I want that one kind of out to the right, that one out to the left a little bit. And then we could throw one out in the middle and just have it go straight back. But no planers, everything's kind of just goes towards the middle. That's why we got this arrangement here. Come on, fish. All bumping on rocks over there.
Hopefully there's fish right around that area, guy.
Hopefully.
Come on.
Oh, that's a fish.
What did I just say? Yep. Oh, fishing kid's got a bite.
Yep.
And he's got fish on. Let's go.
Bumping into rocks.
Let's go.
Hopefully there's fish in the area.
Fishing kids fish on. Oh, look at that rock, man.
He's all the way up there.
Nice.
Oh, shout out to Whisker Seeker, man.
catfish and carp rod. Pretty fun on this light tackle.
Grab the net. Yeah, so you don't have to worry. There we go. All right. Well, our goal today was to catch some fish on the podcast, and we're making it happen. So.
Should have just drifted from the beginning.
I know.
It's okay, though.
I'm glad we decided to.
Yeah. Might know how to catch a fish or two.
Another great eater, guys. Nice fish.
Barely hooked.
Not bad, guy, huh?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Not bad for a couple of amateur fishermen. At least I'm the amateur. That was fun.
It was fun. I wouldn't call myself an amateur.
Jeez. What would you consider yourself?
How can you be an amateur at something you've been doing for 20 years?
That's touche.
You know what I mean? Pretty nice fish! He released himself.
There you go.
Oh, I still got my shad.
You still gonna leave a rod out with some catfish stuff? While you chase white bass? Maybe.
But like I was saying, I was throwing bobber rod out.
Yeah.
With the shad on it.
So what do you think, man? Gonna call it on for the podcast?
We probably call it here.
Alright, so
the sun's out. I think the white bass, we could try to target them.
For sure. It's gonna be a little difficult for us to record while we're just casting left right. At least I feel that way.
We're not gonna record a podcast.
Yeah, it's too hard for
fish
us to
for white bass.
For sure. But man, if you guys have listened this far, definitely appreciate it, guys. Like I said, make sure check out Fishing Kids YouTube channel. Make sure you guys check out My Pop Fishing. I'm going to be releasing more videos as I have a little bit more content and more time to actually start editing. That's the thing too. Also, leave a review, helps us out. Share. Hopefully, I get a bite here too.
Yeah, I mean, we still got a little.
Never know.
I mean, we're almost to the bank, but. You never know. Our lines are still far out there.
But, you got anything else, guy?
Yeah, don't forget to check out our sponsor, Whisker Seeker. That's the gear we're using today.
Yep. Fire Trucker. Make sure you guys go to the bar, the craft beer bar up there in Ankeny to let them know you listen to BFF. Get $1 off your beer. Other than that, man, I'm excited to catch some more fish with stripes here. But other than that, till next time, guys.
All right, see ya.